In California, there is a huge agricultural industry, and there is a suggestion that chemicals used there at the moment for fruits and vegetables, but increasingly for cannabis growing, contain what are called endocrine disrupting chemicals. Chemicals that you ingest or inhale, or you get them through your skin or whatever, affect the way that your insulin acts. So, the question is, what is the contribution of the environment to diabetes? Now, there have been some research publications suggesting that at the moment, around 15% of cases of new onset type 2 diabetes can be attributed to the environment.